Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cahill's here with the sport this morning, Des.
Yeah, and I've good news, Gavin. Well, it's ongoing. The World Indoor Athletics Championships have begun in Nanjing in China. And after her bronze medal at the recent European Championships, Ireland's Kate O'Connor has had a wonderful start in the opening three events in the pentathlon. She's in second place overall after two personal best performances in the three events so far. She was first in the high jump, a mark of 181, then a third place finish in the shot put. In the 60-metre hurdles, she was fourth in 8.30. So overall in second place on 2,889 points, 78 points behind Saga Vanhanen of Finland. She has two more events later today, the long jump and the 800 metres. We'll keep you in touch with those throughout the day. Later this morning, Sophie O'Sullivan and Andrew Coskren compete in the 1,500 metres heats. Now, the Republic of Ireland came from a goal down to beat Bulgaria in the first leg of their Nations League promotion relegation playoff last night. Dreadful start for Ireland. They went behind after 5 minutes to Petkov's early goal. But Ireland rallied, levelled on 21 minutes through Finn Azaz's close race finish. And then Matt Doherty bravely headed home on the 41st minute to give Ireland a narrow lead into the second leg in Dublin on Sunday evening. Tony O'Donoghue spoke with Matt Doherty first about that fine run for his goal.
Yeah, the goal wasn't bad. I think the run was the easy part, and Josh did all the work with that pass. It was great vision from him.
Are you okay? Because you took quite a bit of a clatter, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm fine. My ear's a bit sore. I think my ears popped or something like 5 minutes after I was shaking my head around. I think the keeper came off worse, actually. I think he came off at half-time, so yeah, I'm fine.
What will that victory do, do you think, for confidence and belief in the side?
Oh, I think we believed already that we could come here and win. I think belief wasn't a problem. I guess just proving to yourself that you can go away and win, and that's what we did. But we know it's only halfway through. We know there's still a lot of work to do. A little bit disappointed. I kind of finished 2-1. We were kind of wanting to push and kind of put the game really to bed. When you leave it at 2-1 like that, it gives them a little bit of hope towards the end, long balls and stuff like that. So yeah, look, we're a bit disappointed in the second half, but happy to win, obviously.
A number of people have remarked that your goal was very like Robbie Brady's goal against Italy and Lille with a late deep run like that.
Yeah, I think he probably felt a bit better after his one. That was Euros, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I remember that goal very well. He almost ran from the edge of his own box to try to get on the end of it. But no, I think his was probably a lot better than mine. And look, you're always happy to contribute in any way you can.
But, you know, your goals have always been a part of your game, and you're getting goals recently in club form as well.
Yeah, look, I'm obviously pride myself on getting in at the back post at club level. I have done for most of my career. My goal scoring record is quite good. Managed to sniff out, be in the right place at the right time. And yeah, look, tonight I was a little bit deeper, but saw the space. And like I said, Josh did all the hard work by putting it on my head. All I had to do was touch it, and it went in.
It was a lovely shot of you and the manager as well, sharing the joy, the moment of the goal as well. You clearly don't feel disrespected by him anymore.
No, look, at the moment, like, things are all good. We have a good relationship. Obviously, we got off to a little bit of a rocky start at the start of the relationship, but everything seems fine now. We're both calm and enjoying each other's company.
All good in the hood. That's Matt Doherty. In the top section A quarterfinals, Croatia beat France 2-0. Rasmus Højlund scored as Denmark beat Portugal 1-0. Germany were 2-1 winners in Italy. And Mikel Merino of Arsenal scored in added time to earn Spain a 2-2 draw in the Netherlands. In darts, Luke Littler hit a sensational 9-darter on the way to picking up another Premier League win in Cardiff. He beat Michael van Gerwen 6-4 in the final. In rugby, the URC returns this weekend. Munster are the first Irish side in action. They go to Glasgow this evening. And of course, the Women's Six Nations begins tomorrow with Ireland playing France at Ravenhill. Ireland centre Eve Higgins has been telling Michael Corcoran about the threat posed by France.
They have some world-class players on their team, like obviously Bourdon, Sansu and Vernier and the likes, and they're an extremely powerful team, but like that, they're also a very offloady team and stuff, so it is unpredictable. So we have to be able to, we're preparing ourselves to face that this weekend. And of course as well, that they've been consistently top two in the Six Nations for over the last decade. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us as a team. But our main focus was to build on like the success we had in WXV and all the weeks and months we've been together now leading into a Six Nations, to really take it forward and to play our game. And we know that if we, you know, we challenge them in the areas we want to challenge them, that we can get great confidence and to be in a great opportunity to have a good performance this weekend.
That's Eve Higgins in golf. Seamus Power is three shots off the lead, and Shane Lowry one shot further back at the Valspar Championship in Florida. Power one under. The leaders are in four under. And Tom McKibben this morning birdied the first three holes at the Singapore Classic. He's four shots off the lead after nine holes and three under. Conor Purcell one over. And racing today is in Dundalk.